We believe it risks increasing house prices for people who are already locked out of the market. But don't take our word from it. The Department of Finance, the Department of Public Expenditure, the ESRI, and who else? The Central Bank have all warned you in relation to that scheme. And you can do your musical thing all you want, but people out there are suffering as a result of your policies and Fine Gael's policies. And that's the reality of it. And you might think it's a game in here, but it's no game for people who are paying sky-high rents, who are locked out of the property market. Now, Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, you would swear butter wouldn't melt in his mouth, and all he wants to do is make sure that people have a home. But since 2016, Minister, I have been telling you and warning you that the experiment with REITs and IREFs have failed in this country. I have told you that they are squeezing out first-time buyers and those who want to purchase their own home. I have told you they are dominating in the market, particularly in Dublin. And for the year of 2019, we see that six out of every 10 new homes that came on the market in Dublin or that were sold in Dublin didn't even come on the market. The funds snatched them up. And they snatched them up, and you know damn well why. Because you have created an environment which is tax-free, which incentivises this type of investment and this type of ownership. And those same funds then charge sky-high rents. Now, this government is adamant because they're running around like headless chickens. The issue of Maynooth was a lightning rod for the people of this state who are so angry at the fact that rents are so high. They are so angry that their sons and daughters are locked out of home ownership. They are so angry that there's no chance of any ordinary person owning a property in Dublin or indeed the commuter belt. And they're so angry at the policies of this government, which is fueling those type of policies, fueling that scenario, and has encouraged and rolled out the red carpet to the vulture funds, which are benefiting and profiting off this situation. And Mullen Park was the lightning rod. But Mullen Park has been going on for ages in different estates. And the Minister is trying to now convince us that we need this investment so that the developers can actually build these estates. And he's conflating two different issues. These private rental sales don't fund the development. They don't give any money to the developer. All they do is they purchase the property at the end and then they pay them. The developer gets the money from international finance and there's no issue with that. And they get it from the banks and they get it from other sources. But it's not the private rental sales that actually fund these developments. All they do is they come in at an early stage and say, we will buy them off you when they are finished and then pay up. And what did they do? It wasn't just that they bought them at market prices. They are pushing up the price. They're paying over 80,000 more than what is the market price, therefore creating a new ceiling, locking out people. But the Minister thinks this is okay because the Minister thinks somehow 450,000 is affordable. You are living in cloud cuckoo land. This motion is something that we've been putting forward year on year in the finance bill. Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and the Green Party just 6 months ago voted against even looking at the idea of additional stamp duty on these type of funds. You voted against even looking at it because you want the status quo. Now, because of the public anger, Margaret, you're running around like headless chickens. There is proposals here that deals with this. You should support this motion and stop these funds from squeezing out first-time buyers.